never asking for someone's help. Welcome back in the Zone, Hour 3. Going to be a busy one. We have a lot to get to. Joe Klein's in the house. Matt Stell's here as well. This is the tallest the show has ever been.
A lot of height in here right now.
Huge.
Be a good 3-on-3. Three-on-three team.
Be good.
Throwing it to Joe.
If I stayed out of the way. Be good. Without a doubt.
No. You don't. Tired.
It's half court, though. Although 3-on-3 is almost more demanding in some ways. It's not a whole lot of standing around. You don't get a lot of downtime in 3-on-3.
We're gonna really utilize spacing in our offense. Give Joe plenty of room to operate.
We'll pick and pop.
Pick and pop?
Yeah.
Who's going to pop?
Oh, I'm the popper.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm going to set a screen for you. This ought to be interesting.
With your blazing speed and your ball handling abilities and your ability to finish at the basket.
Yeah.
We set a pick and roll for you on this side.
Okay.
Put Matt on the weak side, so if his help comes, you've got options. You can pop
Knock
to kick it,
it
to me. Kick it, you know.
Can you throw me an alley-oop?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll back screen you.
Oh, yeah, I'll finish.
Yeah, I'm a great screener.
Yeah. Do you see what Shumpert did last night?
Ooh.
I have a similar move to that. That
I'd like
to work
see
in.
That.
Yeah, I would too.
I'd like to see you with the
hair?
Box cut.
That's a good look.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes.
High top.
Kidding play style.
He's bringing back the 80s on
that.
I like
definitely.
That.
Joe, this is for you. I've already given Matt the spiel, but if you're looking for something for Granny Franny on Mother's Day, I got a great option for you. Giant freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They start at $19.99, over 40% savings, and for an extra $10, they'll double the berries. And you don't even have to deliver.
Double berries for $29.
$29.99. But it's a huge savings. It absolutely is. Call
866-FRUIT-ZERO. Big berries.
Enormous.
He said they're literally the size of a cat's head.
You said that, but that's a very, very fair description.
I knew I heard it.
They get confused with apples.
They're like, yes.
Are they like dipped in anything? What do we got going?
Glad you asked. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, Joe.
White milk?
Yes.
Like
white
chocolate.
Milk chocolate,
okay.
White chocolate, and dark chocolate.
White milk.
Yeah.
No dark chocolate, man. We got to just go milk chocolate.
Chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, too, they will put on the outside.
No, they don't.
They do. They did not.
They go decorative swizzle. Oh, no, they didn't.
let me go ahead and get that swizzled.
I
like some sherry berries and swizzle them.
How much for extra swizzle?
I was just going to say, double the swizzle. Enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering. Make mom happy on this Mother's Day. Berries.com, berries.com. So you could double the berries. You could hook Dana up and mom up. See, that's the way that works.
Granny, Franny, Dana.
Beautiful. And it's easy. You
with
can do
some
it.
Swizzle.
You can do it all on the internet. You don't have to even go anywhere to buy anything. So you can avoid the crowds.
Right.
You can do it right
See,
here.
You can do this without having to sign any autographs.
Do it on my iPhone.
Boom. Berries.com.
Make Google sure Schwizzle and Sherry Berry come up.
Make sure you go to berries.com, though, and type in zone on the microphone. And again, that's how you get the deal.
Get the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Zone on the microphone.
Normally, if you mention anything associated with me, they charge you double. But in this case, you get the deal.
So to get the Schwizzle, you got to mention the zone.
That's it. Let's talk some NBA, and then we'll get into this Charles Ramsey thing. Charles Ramsey for president. Joe Klein, I have a list of questions for you.
Yes.
If you were Derrick Rose's mother, agent, and best buddy, would you suggest that he play or continue to sit?
I would tell him.
The teammate question's coming up, by the way. That's a separate question.
I would tell him, I'd tell him to sit.
Okay. Well, what about if you were his teammate?
Well, first of all, my whole thing is say something. I'm gonna play. The whole problem with the whole thing is the maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it got messed up way back. They should have all got together. Derek, you know, doctor, team, Derek in a room. It's Derek's brother, mom. Okay, what do you want to do, Derek? Well, I'm not ready to play. Okay. Derek's not cleared to play.
They should have, you're right. They should have.
It's over, but now.
Unified front.
They don't have a unified front, so it's the doctor says, the bottom line is, he doesn't feel mentally all right with it, and that's the biggest part of any injury is, if you don't feel like you've got it, you trust it, then, he obviously doesn't trust it, so I'd tell him not to play.
How do you get him back mentally?
I just think it's over time, playing over the summer, little one-on-one, little five-on-five, and it just gradually comes back to you. You'll make a cut, you'll make a jump, you'll land, over time, you'll start doing things to where, that didn't hurt, that's okay. And you learn to trust it.
Best center in the NBA today?
Mark Gasol.
No question.
No question.
Okay. Is he the most improved player in the NBA the last 5 years?
I mean, there's a lot of guys who've made great strides, but he would be in the conversation.
If Shaquille could shoot like Marc Gasol, could he have played three more years?
Still be playing.
Okay. Earlier this week, the MVP voting was done. Nobody had an argument, at least most people didn't, with LeBron James being named MVP for the fourth time. One guy said he's not the most valuable player. He is the most outstanding player, maybe. Is it time the NBA changes it from MVP to MOP?
Absolutely. That's the stupidest thing ever, because that's what it was. That's what the whole thing was. I mean, it's most valuable player, but back in the day, they made that for the best player.
Right.
I mean, and so you know, somebody's trying to get tricky, and
most people don't play the semantics game when it comes to this particular award.
I mean, but if you want to play the, but I mean,
but like I look at a year where maybe
you can have a most valuable player, a most improved player, but then you know if you have to. You know, call it the baddest dude award or
right.
whatever.
I mean, look at it like this. Okay, the years that Michael didn't win it, when Karl Malone won it, as great as Karl Malone was.
No, people get bored. People get bored with it.
Should Kobe Bryant have won another MVP along the way?
You could argue, yes.
I mean, I could argue Steve Nash was most valuable for his team. But
Charles goes to a new team. They light the world on fire. They're the new kind of hot topic. Michael's won three MVPs in a row. You know. We're tired of giving it to Michael. Let's give it to Charles. Michael should have won it.
How many more do you think LeBron will win? Because now he's going to be compared against himself.
I think he'll win at least four more.
Four more?
Yep.
That would be cool. Okay.
He's a bad man.
Yes, he is.
I mean, the only way he doesn't get is if people start, you know, I mean, just think in the league, as good as Kevin. And, I mean, my problem with the whole guy voting is who he voted for.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only two other guys that you could – it's Durant or Chris Paul. Those guys you can say, you know, Chris Paul is the best point guard in the league. With that, you know, Kevin Durant is 6'11 and, you know, does it all. So, I mean, you can – with those two guys, in my opinion, you can go, okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, they aren't, but –
You can make a semi-intelligent argument.
Right, but I don't get Melo. Yeah. I mean, Melo's a great scorer.
He's a one-dimensional?
Yeah, he's a great scorer.
Well, and it seems like that he got hot right at the end of the season when that's when the balloting's done. You know,
right.
So he's overtaken that scoring
title.
And I mean,
all credit to him. I mean, he's –
Sure, but he's – I see what you mean.
I mean, I'm telling you, he's a – dude can score. I mean, you won't see a guy that can score in bunches, I mean, like he can, but – At the end of the day, when you compare him, in my opinion, to LeBron and then Durant. I mean, Durant to me is next, and then Chris Paul, and then Melo falls in there with everybody else. I mean, you could.
Yeah, when I heard the guy talking, I'm like, this sounds like a guy who I don't want to say he doesn't understand the game.
He overthinks it.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, if you don't play defense, you know, if he played as hard on defense as he whines on defense.
Right. Right.
He would be maybe the
best
player.
And there's a
lot
of guys like that. Again, you don't want to take anything away from him. I mean, the guy is a prolific scorer. He's a volume shooter, and he's a prolific scorer. And he's probably arguably the best in the league at it. But that's where it ends.
LeBron won the MVP, but he was pissed that he didn't get Defensive Player of the Year. What does that tell you about LeBron?
That's why he's MVP. I mean, again, guy can take 11 shots in a game and dominate the game. And that's, you know, that's stuff Bird, Magic, not so much Jordan. I mean, Jordan had a little bit of volume shooter in him, but Jordan was arguably, he could be Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, there were three or four times he should have had them both as well. So, you know.
We'll get into the matchups here in a second, but I was telling Matt, because he's a big Memphis fan, I told him you had a good Lionel Hollins story.
With the
glove.
Well, Lionel was our assistant coach at Phoenix. You ever seen his hand when he gets it? I mean, watch him. I can't remember which. I think it's his left hand, his little finger and his ring finger. I think it's his left hand. It might be his right hand. Probably is his right hand. I can't remember. But we were doing gag Christmas gifts for each other. And I don't know if I got him or Dan Marley got him.
But, one of you two terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, but we went, and I mean, his ring finger and his little finger literally go that way. They're gnarly. They go at a right angle.
He's got gnarly fingers.
Ooh.
I mean, it's almost it's like a 45 degree angle on both of them. I mean, they both go like that. So we bought him some really nice gloves, and we cut out the fingers on those two, and we had them stitched to where they went the other way.
That's great. Terrible.
He saw the gloves, and he was like, "Oh man, these are nice." These are, you know, and you could kind of see it in his eyes where he's like, "Man, I can't wear these. Had these Nimrods ever look at my fingers?" And then he took them out, and the fingers were sewed to where we got them sewed to where they angled to the right.
Could he get his fingers in them?
Yeah, we made him put them on.
That is awesome. If the glove fit. Okay, so let's talk about the matchups. Tonight we've got Pacers, Knicks, Grizzlies. Oh, no, that was last time. Sorry. Pacers, Knicks, Grizzlies, Thunder.
I got the Knicks big.
You like it by almost 30?
I think the Grizz will come back. And I think Conley's due for a big one.
But I bet Fish has 19 in a losing effort.
Fish is coming on. I can see him getting hot spot up shooting.
Let's talk about him. You're a UALR guy, so let's start there. Derek Fisher with 19. It is his playoff run, though. It wasn't his last night. He's had a great run. Now, of course, he's having to pick up some slack from Westbrook. Martin, at times, has. Last night, stinky. 2 of 11, I think he was, from the floor. But talk about Fisher and then what you think is going to play out in the series now.
Well, I mean, Derek's phenomenal. I mean, he keeps himself in great shape. He's the pro's pro. I mean, that's why teams bring him back, and that's why teams want him. It's because he not only can come in and give you 19, you know, he's not going to break anybody down, but when you got a guy like Durant who's going to cause massive problems with help and people rotating to stop him, you're going to get open looks, mm-hmm. and he can knock him down. And he's a very good, not great, but he can defend, and he doesn't turn it over. And he's a great veteran leadership. You got a younger team. You know, people look at him. I guarantee he's one of the first ones at practice, last to leave, you know, in tune with the coach. He's a great example for the younger guys on the team that you can look at and go, this is what a pro is. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek Fisher's a pro. You leave him open, he can stroke it. And
he was getting by guys last night, too. I mean, he did
well,
take some guys
again,
that's
when you start nailing threes, it's a lot easier to get by them because when they see the ball come to you, they're running at you as fast as they can. And getting by somebody who's on the dead run at you is a lot easier than somebody who's sitting down waiting for you to come. So, again, he's smart. You know, he knows that they're going to be running at him. And, you know, he uses his ability to shoot, and he's deceptively quick. So, I mean, he's an extremely smart player.
Who you like in the series?
I think with Westbrook out, I like Memphis. I mean, I liked them before it started. I love how they play. I mean, I think they get the most. They just play. Lionel's done a great job of getting them to play to the style that fits them the best. Mm-hmm. You know, and they did I think Rudy Gay was a good trade. It's turned out to be.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've had I think Rudy Gay being out of the mix has really helped Randolph and Gasol and Conley really blossom into tremendous players. So I like them. I think it's going to go 7, though.
Knicks won big last night. I heard Paul George talking after the game. He said, I don't care if we lose by 50. You know, I still feel good where we are. They did take back home court advantage in game 1 by winning. Pacers, very blue collar. Knicks are very not necessarily so much.
I think
they may get back Amari, I saw, though, for the next game.
Right. I mean, you know, the Knicks are you got to guard the three-point line. You can't turn it over and let them get in transition. They turned it over a lot last night, and they get in transition, and now you're running and scrambling to guys, and they end up getting open threes. And, you got to guard the line. You got to get Hibbert in there and keep him in there, and you got to get out on shooters and funnel them to Hibbert, funnel them to Tyler Hansbrough. You know, they got some length to where they can challenge them. You know, last night they got a lot of good looks, and it just can't be that kind of game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Indiana's very similar to Memphis. I mean, they are inside out, side to side team. They got to get the ball moving, get it going in on the drive or the post play, kicking it to the weak side and swinging it. You know, that's when they're at their best. You know, three or four times last night they came down and went a little bit nicks on, you know, just did a pick and roll and pulled up and shot and mm-hmm. missed it. And that, to them, that's the same as a turnover. And it just gets New York out in the open floor, and that's where they're the best. Amari will help them. I mean, it gives them depth, you know, gives them a little size. When they want to rest Chandler, I mean, he's a you know.
A little better offensive weapon, too.
Right.
So what do you think? Is that going to be a key to the outcome or not?
Amari?
We're all rooting for the Pacers.
Yeah, I mean,
he's torn.
Yeah, I don't see him.
You're too big to be on a fence.
I mean, he could be. I don't know how he's going to come back. I mean, and I don't know how much you can play him and Melo together. It hadn't worked in the past.
Right. Slows the game down and gets them out of that. Like
right.
it bogs them down on the offensive end. And Amari's just like the rest of them. He's
right.
a volume shooter with no defensive real sensibilities. Seems
right.
like to me.
Right. Yeah. No. And I like Indiana. I think these are all going seven.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, I think they're tight series.
This is going to be fun. I mean, this is a really.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the year, it was like, okay, it's Miami's to lose. I can't even get intrigued. Now all of a sudden, I'm thinking, man, this can be a really fun postseason.
Right. And then you throw in Miami losing their first game, and now it's like, you know, nobody's thinking it, but. You know what? They are thinking it.
Right.
Because now it's kind of.
Well, at least it opens a possibility.
It's out there.
They didn't sweep. They're not going to sweep.
It's out there.
Bernard King, another great scorer in his time. A little critical of Carmelo after the game. Talking to the New York Daily News, he was tweeting and they reported. He says, if Carmelo's shoulder's hurting that bad, work the paint, drive and dish, become a facilitator. It's a team, all capitalized, game. The Knicks must move the ball and take more open shots. Must stop heaving up bad shots because the shot clock is running out. He says, I was always taught take high percentage shots, don't force it, don't over dribble. That is Carmelo's way. He always over dribbles.
Right. I mean, and that's where they, when they get in trouble and they're stagnant, you know, Carmelo's got to take on a little bit of the personality that Michael Jordan did when he would play. I mean, he'd spend the first quarter, sometimes quarter and a half, trying to get other people's shots,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to get them comfortable and into the game. Because he's going to get his shots.
They ran every first possession of every game through Cartwright.
Right. And Melo's getting his shots. Melo could not shoot for a quarter and a half. Okay?
He's still going to get 25.
He's getting 25. Up.
So what Durant's playing right now, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's going
to
get. But what it does is it gets him, you know, I like him. I don't know why they don't post him more because I think he'd have to be double teamed. So now you're going to open up. You're going to get J.R. Smith better shots.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get. You know, all these guys better looks.
Mm-hmm.
And
Felton's had times where he's knocked him down.
You know, and then he's got to drive more and then look to get other people involved because it just with all those shooters out there and him, if he starts getting them involved, they are a handful.
To point out that Joe Klein has had a lasting impact on the NBA. Of the eight organizations that remain in the playoffs, you only play for one, so you kept a lot of your former teams down.
I know. Can't win without me.
Maybe that's it. That's what it is. The Bulls have been
poor
miraculous.
Cap management since they let you go,
that's
Joe.
What it is.
You like that, big baby?
That was good.
Spurs and Warriors tonight. How do you bounce back if you're the Warriors? If you're the coach or if you're a leader player on this team, what do you say to your team to try to – that is about as heartbreaking a loss as you can ever have.
Oh, you speak the truth. You go, man, we blew it. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing again. And the thing in the NBA is what you got to go, look – Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, Green, they're coming. So you better look at it, analyze it, be a big boy, you know. But the game's still on at 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight, and they're coming, and they're coming at you. And so you sit there and you poor, poor, pitiful me, you're going to look up and you're going to be down 25 before you know it. So
that sounds like Mark Jackson.
You know, you just, hey, you got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, it's big boy time, you know, and – nobody cares.
You ever seen a team go on an 18-2 run at the end of a game?
Boston the other night. They went on a 20-0 run.
You can score so quick in the league. They're so
at the end
electric.
Of regulation, though?
Well, I mean, it was late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they gave up an 18-2 run at the end. Well, we saw a 20.
Yeah,
I mean, New York went on a 20-2 run yesterday at one point. I mean, to finish a game and go to overtime.
Right, that to where it was basically.
I mean, it looked like it was done.
Over.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of is an elongated version of what Reggie Miller did.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, But no, I mean, that was a collapse.
Warriors aren't quite there yet, are they?
Nah, I mean, I think stuff like that rears its head, the little things, mm-hmm. you know, maybe not getting back on, you know, turning the ball over, and as a younger player, not being able to turn the page quickly and sprint back on defense, and they end up missing and they get a layup or they get an open three because you're, you know, crying to the official, or, you know, you just, you know, I think the having not experienced some of these things, and, you know, being up, having a big lead and not still being on edge, knowing that you can lose it, kind of going, man, we got this. This one's done. And then all of a sudden, 3-3-3, and then it's like, oh, we got to turn it on again, and it's hard to do.
No lead is safe is not a cliche in the NBA.
Yeah, they're also short an interior all-star too. I mean, one of the few guys that can help you maintain a lead by doing stuff like getting boards and hitting outside shots and defending big people and a forward that can get out and cover their forwards that shoot the ball so well. So, I mean, David Lee's a huge part of that.
Last but not least, your old cohort Chuck Barkley says no chance for Chicago, even though they win game one. And it sounds like you would tend to agree.
Well, you know, Brainiac Charles probably also said that they weren't going to win a game.
Okay.
So, I mean, I love him, but no, they're not losing that series.
Okay.
I mean, that's not going to happen. I could see Chicago getting another game, though. But here it is, though. Chicago has a good first half tonight.
Okay.
Let's say they're up 2.5. You know, now
– get a little tight?
Now you can, you know, now it start getting a little uncomfortable. You know?
It happened to them last year, didn't it,
yeah,
with Indiana?
I mean, so
Indiana got up 2-1 against.
So yeah, if Indiana's at full strength, Indiana's everything you thought they were, and then
right.
some. I mean, West is playing well, and Hibbert, obviously.
You know, every quarter that they play well, you know, just
– puts a little more doubt in there.
Gets them a little more confident, and gets them a little, you know.
Well, they're already struggling. They struggled in game one shooting three,
right.
And they're getting looks.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the NBA, the three-point line is in basketball, period, the three-point line is so prevalent right now that, you know, you struggle in a game against anybody from the three, and, you know, you're going to be in for a game.
That's what we were talking about Memphis earlier. Memphis goes 4-15 last night, didn't really do anything special offensively, and they still won on the road. So you got to really feel good.
Oklahoma City shoot.
They were like 9 of 24. So they weren't terrible, but they weren't very good.
Right.
Okay, let me get one quick call in here, and then we got to take a timeout. We'll come back, and we will get this Charles Ramsey clip in coming back in a moment. Justin Akre, Matt Stell, Big Joe Klein in the studio here, and Big Baby holding it all down. Renee?
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, just wanted to ask.
This ain't an LSU question.
Did you enjoy college better than the pros? What was a better game? The other question is, who was the funnest teammate? Was it Charles Barkley? And who did you look forward to going up against? Was it Hakeem or Shaq?
Renee, unlike the LSU players, I enjoyed the pros more because I didn't get paid in college.
Oh!
We win any way we can.
Doc, I saw you on TV the other day. Did a good job.
Charles was my favorite. And who I liked playing against the most, I think he was a third string guy from Iowa State that I could actually
shoot over. Kelvin Cato.
Well, that picture of you posting up in a Razorback uniform against Hakeem in the Houston, that gives me goosebumps.
No, I enjoyed that, but I mean, I enjoyed playing against him.
It's more fun playing against the guy you can dominate, isn't it?
It was more fun playing against, you know, I don't know.
Who are the scrubbiest guys you played?
Stuart Gray.
Never even heard of him.
He played at UCLA, and okay. he was a backup for the Knicks. I liked it when he came in a game. It was a lot of fun.
Doc, we'll talk to you soon. I saw you on, I guess it was this weekend on Channel 7.
Yeah, get your dogs vaccinated for rabies.
No doubt.
Feed them some gumbo and some etouffee.
Crawfish, yeah.
That's all good.
All right, take care.
See
thanks,
you,
Doc. Another idea for Mother's Day. It is this Sunday, by the way, in case you haven't marked your calendar yet. The perfect Mother's Day gift at Ava Bella Day Spa. Didi came in and told us a little bit about it this week. Spa pedicure.
Oh.
And a stress reliever massage. Not for you, Joe.
Oh, I thought I just won that.
Nobody wants to get anywhere close to those feet of yours.
Can I get some swizzle with my...
No.
Get some swizzle petty.
Totally different deal.
Swizzle petty.
No. Only $100, though, for the pedicure and stress reliever massage at Ava Bella Day Spa. Perfect Mother's Day gift. It's relaxing and enjoyable. It fits every time. It's a one-size-fits-all. It won't wilt and die, and it can be used when it's convenient for her. So why? It's easy and convenient. Another thing where you don't have to do anything, but you can pull it up on your smartphone right now. AvaBellaDayspa.com. AvaBella, A-V-A, Bella, Day
Spa.
Is
that run by, owned by Lou DiBella?
No. And okay. They won't swear at you when you go in there to get the massage either. 301 North Shackelford, Suite C3. They prefer that you do it online, but you can certainly call 501-954-8888.
The C is for comfort.
C is.
Oh,
that's right.
Nice.
It's good.
Yeah. Nice.
They are full service, though. They do everything, including this special package. So if you have something else in mind, they can help you with that as well. Full day and half day spa package is also available. You can give Dana a whole break away from you, Joe. A whole day's break.
She couldn't stand being away from me for a day.
Maybe a half day package then. Quarter day? I don't know if they do quarter day packages. All right, Charles Ramsey, the star of the show from Cleveland. This recent news story, which has captivated the nation. And of course, it's been auto-tuned. Talk about it when we come back.